All right, there we go. And I just hit stop recording whenever we're done.
And when you're done, you'll get a message about how to download the recording. So at the very end of the meeting, we might walk through that for a few minutes just to make sure that you're clear on how to do it. I did that last week and uploaded the audio, but you have to convert it. Yes, you have to convert it from Audacity file. So.
All right, got it.
Cool. All right, well, who wants to go first?
I don't think I remember the structure of the meeting very well. Do we have a structure of the meeting? And if so, I might would like to be reminded.
We do. We start by checking in on our progress on this project over the last week. So a couple of minutes, just kind of like where we're at, how we've been doing. And then we dive into something deeper. Our subject of the last week was, or a virtue for the focus for last week was courage. We had the homework for integrity, so we can talk about whatever seems appropriate to us. But first, checking in.
Yeah, copy that. Okay, I'll check in. I have had a pretty good week just on a personal level, which did not lead to additional goal achievement. It, in fact, decreased my goal achievement. You know, what I have done is, you know, like one aspect I've been able to embrace and do more with, which is the walk around the park. You know, that's been good in that direction, but with new employees and stuff like that. And I know it's that I just didn't make enough of a priority, but I would say on a scale from 1 to 10, my success this week would be about a 4, a little below average.
I appreciate your honesty with recognizing that if you'd made it a higher priority, then you probably would have accomplished more.
All right, so I'm done with my first step.
Hermes, you want to go next? Do you want me to go?
I'll go next. I'm doing pretty all right. I'm a little concerned about my woke stuff because, you know, I'm trying to be full-time. I'm a little, you know, still shaken up by the school thing, you know, not able to sign up for classes that I want to. But at the same time, I do feel like I'm sort of on the verge of a new era. I feel like there's a lot of changes coming in my life. Yesterday I got a haircut, and I'm moving into the new house, you know, painting the room. I feel like there's a lot of metaphorical significance that's happening in my life now. And I think I'm trying to turn many small changes that I've done in my life into one cohesive character change. You know, take these smaller habits that I have and to make that part of myself, you know, and to fully solidify it. So I'm feeling good and kind of shaky in that I feel like things are about to change. That's my
Yeah, it sounds a little scary, but also like you're attuned to the theme that I chose for the next week, which was integrity, trying to pull it all together and become a coherent person. So that's good. Do you have a comment, Al?
There's one thing that you said that I might try to frame the words differently, but I'm also might just be your dad, so nothing you do is good enough, and I've got to say I do it better. I don't know. But you, when you said, you know, you feel like you're about to solidify into that, and I get what you're saying, and I think that's fantastic. I guess the idea of knowing that this person you're about to become is also somebody that you're going to try to work to abandon and become a new person after that. So for me, the idea of, you know, hey, I'm this way and I want to be that way. Well, I'm never done changing. I'm going to change whether I want to or not. I just need to have more of a, you know, it's like the car's still driving. You still got to steer just because you got in the lane didn't mean it. And not that I knew what you meant. And there's hard language to, you know, we don't have good language for it. But I that just stood out for me in my mind as you were telling it.
We should definitely talk about that some more. Yeah.
I appreciate you bringing that up because that's not a connection that I had made. But I think that since you brought it up, looking back on what I said, that statement could provide insights to how I was thinking about the situation.
Cool. I'm going to go next if you guys are okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have continued to struggle with I cope too well sometimes, and it's easier to ignore the things that I'm afraid of or feel anxious about, even to the point of not even feeling that anymore, than it is to face them and cope them, face them and confront them. So that's been tough. On the other hand, part of what I've been doing in order to avoid has been less simple distraction and more active engagement. So I've made a ton of progress on moving dirt and exercising, and I'm still breaking down sometimes on my eating, but mostly doing okay. Certainly a lot better than I was. I've only been weighing every couple of days, so that's part of it too, is, you know, making myself not do it just out of habit, but to confront my fear that way. So it's been an interesting struggle. And the meditation, how far out of practice I've become, has been interesting to note too. So also making good progress on the book. So all together, I feel pretty good about things. But like Aramis, I'm also a little trepidatious about, you know, what comes next and how do I navigate it, but it feels more alive. So that's me.
That's a good update, man. I'm glad to hear you got it. When you were talking, the thing that came to my mind in that time was, if you could do nothing but integrate the changes you've made in the last, you know, to who you are, you could just stick with it, not even make any more progress, just make the changes you've made, you know, permanent. That will have been significant growth unto itself.
I agree.
One thing came to mind while you were talking that I think might bring us onto a whole nother discussion, which is, what is the problem with throwing yourself in your work? You said that you're avoiding things by doing these things that you've been trying to avoid, but different things, working out outside and stuff.
Yeah.
So to me, this sounds like a win either way. If you're like, oh, I'm scared to do my homework, so I'm going to go run on the treadmill, you know, this sounds like win-win.
It kind of is. And I think that this is an insight that I had about myself and about minds in general many decades ago. But I have fallen out of the habit of embracing becoming. The insight is that oftentimes, because we're motivated by, you know, this emotion or that emotion or whatever, the most effective way of managing yourself is to marshal another emotion. So if I'm, you know, brave enough to face the fact that I'm afraid, then I can not be as comfortable with just simple distraction, watching a movie or whatever. And so I make myself do something that's also engaging, but that I get to feel good about. So using one emotion to combat another emotion, like when I'm struggling with cravings for food or whatever, you know, reminding myself about how good I'm going to feel when I'm in better shape and physically fit. And you know, that's a hard one sometimes, but if I can get myself to exercise or whatever, it'll help sometimes. So.
I really like that. I think that the book that, you know, we've been doing, you know, I finished it and gone back and done, you know, basically I've done it twice at this point. The modular mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people have made it to there.
Yeah.
But Aramis, if you haven't made it to that part, I don't think I'm spoiling too much here, and it'll be an interesting concept to wrap your head around even before he gets to it a little bit, because there's a lot to it. But basically, they have some pretty good science that says that you think there's a you, and, you know, this is you being influenced this way or you being influenced that way or whatever. And the problem is that that's really wrong. You're really not, that's not really how you operate. How you really operate, or how it really seems with the science, is you're more like a committee. And basically, the committee makes a decision, but basically they take turns, which members of the committee make the, you know, take turns being the overriding, like who's the lead guy for this thing. And that's based on emotion. So basically it's like your emotions pick out which version of you are going to deal with this. And even if you're the most logical or reasonable version of you, you're the most logical, reasonable version of that version of you, is a way to think of it. So it's a, you know, modular mind kind of thing. And so when Dan was talking about the pitting one emotion against the other, that's literally the game hack, is can I, in this situation, let compassion win out over so-and-so? In this situation, can I let, you know, courage win out over this one? It's really just assigning rank. And it's almost like you're just writing program that says, hey, in this scenario, I need to do this. In this scenario, I need to do this. In this scenario, you know, and these are all things that you could have done, five or six things, but you're almost like setting your defaults. It's like a macro.
It is exactly like programming. I would say that I like the word hack. You're tapping into what we know about how I can prime myself to get into different moods, different states of mind. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the practical application of the data.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Have you had any luck with this sort of thing yourself, Aramis?
So sometimes I would like watch a motivational video like before woke, and that would make me, you know, want to go into woke more and yeah. You know, get more hungry for money, cultivate that characteristic in me more at that period of time, because that is the motion that's presently beneficial.
Yeah. All right. So you're using the fact that you can't necessarily conjure the emotion directly, but you can direct your attention. So you have some control over your attention. To me, that's what meditation is about, is recognizing that our attention is something that we can grab onto, and it's slippery. But the better we get at it, the stronger we get at this ability, the easier it is for us to put our attention on different things.
Yeah, it's more like what we think is paying attention isn't. It's really we think there's one separate us that is paying attention, but really it's more like any one of our versions of us can be paying attention at any given time. In fact, they pretty much all seem to be paying attention, just depending on how we feel about that situation dictates who gets to be captain of that meeting about what are we going to do with it. And we do it really quick, you know, like impulsive, you know, kind of decisions that are affected by very, very slight bits of input.
I have found a bit of insight useful in this regard. When I dream, it feels real because my mind is able to conjure the imagery and the scenery faster than I can detect that it's happening. There's no lag.
Yeah.
When you look, when you cast your gaze one way or another, you're not actually smoothly moving your eyes. Your eyes are doing what are called saccades. They're a little ballistic, kind of tossing your gaze. And yet your brain kind of suspends processing of the visual and sort of merges it. So it feels like you're smoothly moving your eyes, but that's not actually how your eyes look.
They dart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have to say, all in all, that was a fantastic fucking book. I loved it. I will do it again, I'm sure, many times. It was fantastic. I mean, that is some really useful shit.
If you like, I can certainly suggest more things that you might find interesting. I say that with some hesitation because you did give me a little bit of a hard time last week about being the one that picked the book and, you know, like that. And I think that's good. I don't want you to stop doing that. But I also know that can mask feelings like that's not fair. I want to be able to, you know, direct or whatever. And so I don't want to be unethical.
Yeah, I like you. I'm not worried about you being unethical, so I wouldn't worry too much about my masked feelings. I feel like I'm pretty good about just saying the thing I say.
I'm sensing an opportunity here. Dan, do you feel the need to watch content presented by someone else to make you feel more justified in presenting content for other people?
That is a good question. I certainly feel like there's an element of reciprocity that is present in mutually respectful and equivalent relationships. So to some degree, yes. That said, I also am aware that your dad said something about making his goal to be more open in communicating his feelings to others. And so I didn't comment on it last time, but I felt like that was a place where there might be some emotion underneath that. And so I just brought it up again this week.
Definitely. And I think the way that you brought it up is really inspiring to me. And I'm going to use the idea of what you did later in my life at different points. But I asked that question independently of that observation.
Cool. Thank you. That was kind of you.
I would like you to explain to me that because I don't think I followed that 100%.
Are you asking me?
Either one of you. Y'all both seem to understand what you're saying.
I picked down.
I'll let you go, Hermes.
He already picked you, and you. So
you oh, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, that's a not it, you know, kind of thing.
Okay, so with regards to you, Al, saying you know, a while back, you know, oh, I'm not sure how Dan got to pick the book and also the homework and that kind of thing or whatever. At the time, you were kind of joking a little bit, teasing a little bit, which is, you know, a way of lightening things up, and that's a good thing. But sometimes that can also mask an emotion that you might feel more vulnerable in openly and directly expressing. And so that's what I was talking about there. Was that the part you weren't there about?
Okay, so I got that. Then Aramis is
okay. This is the part where I'll jump in. And then what I said is, I think that Dan might be projecting a desire he has, which is for him to get suggested stuff, so he doesn't feel like the administrator of these meetings who gives us content for the book club, but that it's more mutualistic because that's more in line with what Dan wants. So I had the theory that he had those feelings and wanted you to suggest something instead. So that's why he was pushing this onto you and saying the, well, if you are saying that I'm suggesting too much, then maybe you should suggest something. However, I was wrong in this assumption, and Dan would never think so presumptuously. Instead, what happened was Dan was just okay, honestly I, trying to get you to do it.
Good.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, I think I'm up to speed. I appreciate you guys taking the time to explain that to me.
Man, I feel like I should.
We're gonna have to go to longer meetings. This 1 hour bullshit is crap. This is just sidetrack.
Let's come back to that. Yeah. But before we do, I want to close the loop a little bit on that last bit of conversation. I had also said that if you wanted a suggestion, I'm not trying to push it onto you, but if you want, I can recommend other things that you might find interesting, given that you enjoyed this one so much. So that was the offer, but it was couched in that kind of qualified way. All right, so meetings, you'd like to have them go longer. I'm open to the possibility, but I also think that there's some value in keeping them focused.
Why? Yeah, give me the why, and then I'll also have that value system, and then I won't want to have longer meetings, so then we'll be happy. So convince me.
Okay, I may come back to that, but first I'd like to hear Aramis weigh in.
Sure. I think we should all have written notes in front of us of things that we want to mention. I don't mean like we take notes as the meeting goes on. If anything, I think that synthesis should happen with the recording of the meeting. But if
you're talking about like an agenda.
Yeah, an agenda. If you want to bring something up, you could either post it in the Discord where everyone could see it, or you could have it like personally written in front of you so that you remember and that you make sure to get it in. And if the meeting is at 1 hour and you say, wait, guys, I still had more that I wrote down, then I think Dan would be pretty understanding about letting you say it.
Yeah, I think that that there's some real potential value in having agenda items rather than just free flowing.
And we could break it into two parts. We could have like the business part, like here's my agenda, da da da, da, and then more kind of open discussion, almost like an extended check-in. Okay, so Al, the value of having it focused. If I started off with saying I'm going to work out for 2 hours, you know, a day, in order to try to get myself back in shape, but I haven't been getting in shape. Then I think that having too much time can make me procrastinate, put it off. It can make it harder. I can create resistance to the very process. You know, church is usually about an hour long. Therapy is usually about an hour long. There's some value to being able to stay focused. So I think that if we know that it's 1 hour of digestive kind of process, that helps us to not ramble as much.
And I would also like to add another thing that I thought of while Dan was talking, which is that I spend, so I don't know what the ratio is exactly about how much time I spend thinking about these meetings after they happen and the value that I get from that. I would say probably at least 3 or 4 hours of solid thought about this, broken up as, you know, 1 to 10 minute thought sessions, you know, throughout the week. So if the meetings were longer, I would have the same amount of time to synthesize a greater amount of information, right? Which means my synthesis would be less complete.
Yeah, there's some argument for that as well, that in a way, we blur the impact, blunt the impact.
All right, so here's the thing. Y'all are both wrong, like a lot. Okay, and here's why. Is because y'all don't understand what I'm talking about. And okay. So I feel like you're giving really good examples of this thing. But Dan, your argument consisted of status quo, and I think so. But I didn't feel like there was a lot of empirical data that suggested why this is that way. But here's the thing that this group is missing that we said in the beginning. And I think this is part of what we're missing. And that is the, like being in a club, remember the fellowship. There was this is Fred Flintstone going to the water buffalo thing, because we don't have those groups anymore. So from a evolutionary standpoint, there used to be the hunting party or the whatever. I think this is why a lot of guys that like to hunt like to go with, you know, them and their buddies. They go, you know, some people are into it for the trophy piece, but really for a lot of people it's the social aspect, it's the fellowship, you know. So the problem is I get a 1 hour meeting here, you know, with a restricted time on either end of it to be dedicated to this cause.
Like church. I would like to handle this one, Dan. Do you remember in The Good Place, my father, whenever the devil guy came to Earth and he was sabotaging the book club? And the way that he did that was that he wasn't like, this book club is so stupid. He was like super enthusiastic, way too into it, and it made other people like feel weird and then not show up anymore. I haven't been posting my goals in the chat so much, so I think the level of inclusion in the club that we have now, I'm struggling to stay a part of.
Copy that. So I feel like that actually further supports the belief system I'm putting forth, because I hear what you're saying, and I too am struggling with that. Dan actually, you know, asked me about, you know, that, and you know, what's my dedication to the group. And here's the thing: is I don't want to do it all with willpower. I want this to be a pleasant, you know, experience that is a bonding time. And Dan, you and I, we play video games a lot and stuff, but you know, we're playing games at the same time. And I like having this extra perspective that's, you know, a different generation. And I love having the part with Aramis there too. But I like the idea of feeling like, you know, whatever the boy version of, like, you know, girls club or something. Yeah, I don't even know how to say it, but I like that aspect. I'm not talking about we've got to go into a straight up, you know, informational, you know, whatever kind of something. I was just thinking that the hanging out as a group, the team building aspect, the social aspect was worthwhile, because I don't think we're doing a lot of the social aspect in our communiques now. And I think that that leads to it being harder to be invested in this beyond just knowing it's a good thing to do.
Okay. So what I'm hearing from you is you're not getting enough of the pleasure to go along with, to help to motivate you in going along with the pain that's necessary to make this sort of forward progress. Is that about right?
I would think that there's some element of that. And I think that because it's me, I'm a poor judge of how much of it that is. And maybe it's mostly that, and I just don't see it. I wouldn't describe it that way. I would say from the onset, from day one, second one, when I was bringing up and talking about this, I used the Fred Flintstone example.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like this is a case of after the fact justification. Right. I think that this is more like these were clear goals that are set up there, and I'm not seeing how this is accomplishing that.
Okay.
So that's why earlier I said, convince me of this so then I can have that belief too, because the problem is not I don't have enthusiasm because there's some time that I don't want to hang out with you guys or get messages from you guys. I'm for as much of that as I can, and I'm already feeling catered to and indulged. So this isn't like people aren't doing enough of that. That part, the daily part, the living up to it part, to me is the work. And like you said, this is the reward. So, you know, maybe that's it. I don't know. But I would like us to, side note, because y'all talked about it before and I didn't want to interrupt. I'm so down for us doing like a parliamentary procedure thing with an agenda and stuff like that. And if we made the meeting longer, I was going to suggest at the time that we only did the meeting part for like an hour. But that this whole like not hanging out and enjoying each other's company when we have an opportunity to just seems like a restriction.
Good. Aramis, thoughts?
Well, I do sometimes work on those days, so maybe Wednesdays at 11 o'clock at night aren't the best time to be hanging out, but I agree with the general concept of hanging out with you guys is awesome, and I want to do it all the time. I'm not sure if we have to call other hangout sessions that will probably resemble what these meetings are turning into meetings. We could just call those independent hangout sessions, perhaps. And I think that's all.
I'm unclear on the rules because I thought Dan specifically said no.
Okay, so what do you think, Aramis, about meeting from 8 to 10 if we were going to just go with 2 hours?
That'd be fine.
Okay, all right. And so if we had this meeting kind of focused part and then this more freeform social part, maybe split that half and half. That was what you were suggesting now?
I was more along the lines of let's explore the idea, which mm-hmm. I don't know that we got much of that before. I think that we mostly got the, I think it's a bad idea and this is why. And that's good because that's what I asked for. So I'm not trying to say that that was negative. But it doesn't even have to be on the same time or something. You know, I mean, it to me, it's easy because we're already here and, you know, I'm enthusiastic and I'm happy about it. Mm-hmm. But you know, maybe this is maybe we do some real life in person. Is this, you know, we add that in as maybe a reward piece, like, you know, if we all are keeping up with our goals and we have a point system or something, we get a weekend camping trip out of it, you know, for us to go bond on, or a, you know, go take the Forge class thing, week, you know, couple of days or something. I don't know. I just The meeting itself is great in the fact that I have a study group of two intellectual people that I love and respect their opinion.
Right.
But I'm not feeling fulfilled in the
social aspect.
And one of the things I think that I was that I thought we were all in on was that the part of our problem with society today is that we don't have this primal build a fire and, you know, scream at the stars and, you know, connect, bond back with nature and each other and, you know, embrace the organism that we are kind of thing. This, maybe that feels like that's something we're supposed to do on our own or something.
I certainly don't think that's something we have to do on our own. And I like the idea of exploring other possibilities. I think that
It does sound like we've got two different kinds of activities that we're all three of us discussing. One that has more to do with kind of focused intellectual processing of, you know, ideas, information, you know, book or video review, or whatever. And then the other that's more kind of more social hangout, free form kind of talking. But I do think that we if we want to be true to this overall idea, that even that free form stuff needs some boundaries, I would say. You know, we don't just get on and talk about, like, you know, oh, I had this great pizza, whatever, because that's not exactly the same thing as what we're talking about. Almost like when you hang out with people right after or right before church.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, I wanna jump in here. So okay. I think what my dad is trying to talk about here is what I would call active therapy, or getting out in the woods, walking around, screaming at the moon, building a fire, punching a tree, you know, just anything like that, active therapy. I think we should do that, but there's no way we could do that every Wednesday. Not, that'd be way too often. But I think that we should come together and do that, maybe even with more people if they want to be involved too. So I say yes to that completely. However, I think that we should also have, you know, 1 hour intellectual meetings. But in addition to that, we can hang out. And in addition to that, we can have active therapy. I think Dan didn't catch the active therapy part. He just caught the hangout part, or he didn't address it. But I think all three of those aspects of both our psychological growth and our community and our friendship as three individuals, it can be fostered in all of those ways independently.
I love that. I would like to draw this back to Buddhism, because I've got a love affair at the moment. The yin and the yang. There's, you know, one way to be balanced is to be in the middle, but another way to be balanced is to have two equal parts. I think that the idea of having the rule and having a very structured with an agenda and maybe even special language and protocol for things, very structured, 1 hour once a week, and that's what we're doing. The other part, which is the, you know, other portion of that, still needs to be, you know, we need to figure out what is the balance to this thing that's that. And maybe that's a, you know, maybe that's a once a year, you know, vacation that we take, because that really does it. Or maybe it's, you know, a couple of weekends here or there. Maybe it's a couple of weekends here and there, and, you know, we get on WoW an hour early and run a dungeon or something, just the three of us, and, you know, talk and hang out. Maybe it's we decide to go to 2 hour meetings, and we do a fun session as a reward, you know, to put a, you know, a positive motivator on the general activity. Hey, come into church and get a donut, because we're literally going to train you like a fucking animal. I'm going to give you a shot of sugar when you do this thing, and then you'll want to do this because it works.
Okay. If we we're in the vein of trying to do something social, socially interactive together, projects are good for this. You know, so like if we're bowling, then we're all kind of naturally, you know, checking in on our bowling and kind of competing and comparing and, you know, handicapping and all that kind of good stuff, which in a way we're kind of doing with our daily text stuff. But I think that if we had a project more like the web page, where we're kind of all kind of building it up and creating resources and talking about it or whatever, that's good. But if we just want to hang out and talk, you know, I think that's fine too. In a way, we kind of are in our meeting, but if we had the agenda, maybe it would be less so.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the point, is let's scoot this 1 hour meeting. Let's, because I think we've all spoke, we've all addressed it. We don't have to solve that right now. Let's get to making this meeting the 1 hour, very structured meeting that's the most productive. And let's just work on that for now, because I think we can make some great progress in that area. And let's be thinking about how to add that fellowship piece to our organization.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about that?
I'm good with it.
I agree, definitely.
I'm also okay with the idea, although I'll wait until the end, which is when we make our final commitment of meeting at 8 o'clock next week. So I'll just throw that out there for now. With regards to the integrity video, you guys were talking about it briefly, and Alan, you and I talked about it just briefly, but I was holding off to talk about it until we got to this. Is it okay if we talk about it?
Yep.
Definitely.
So I didn't know what it was going to be before I picked it, and I thought that was useful for us to all three kind of have our first blush at it. But I also had ambivalence about it, you know, not knowing if it was going to be great or oh my God, what did I do? And so I was happy to find that it was sort of more in the middle. It was interesting to me, and I thought that her notion that being authentic and genuine with yourself is the path to integrity, is the path to having a life that's more satisfying. That was like the big takeaway.
Okay, I want to go next.
Yeah,
y'all can decide what to call this. I would like to exercise whatever virtue it is where I say, I think maybe I'm a misogynist or something, because
honesty.
I found mediocre is a good word for it. I mean, I liked that she was smart and she knew lots of stuff, and I valued all of that. But I felt like she was preaching a lot more of the, hey, just don't give a fuck because it doesn't really matter advice than the, hey, you can be proactive and do a better job of being a better you. And it was more of a kind of, you know, hangout session with a celebrity I didn't know kind of thing in a way. So I wished it had been a lot more of the technical crunchy bits. And so I was a little disappointed on that side. But I felt like I think I'm throwing some extra hate her direction that isn't really justified. And I really genuinely thought that at the time. And, you know, that is a genuine, like, I wonder if she seems screechy to me because she's a woman.
That's insightful.
I don't know.
I don't think most people would think of that.
Well, I don't know if it's the case. This would be a great one for you guys would either just tell
me. No, we can't tell you. It's an insight that you even ask the question. You have to find the answer, of course.
Well, man, I want somebody to get a goddamn reality check.
I can't tell you.
No, I'll give the reality check that I think you're asking for. I also was a bit disappointed that there wasn't more of the technical, and here's how you can do it. And it was a little bit too much mutual admiration society. Oh, I love you and your work and da-da-da. I did think that the workbook that the guy mentioned, I don't know, a third of the way through the video, was worth looking up. And so I did, and I put it on a list. I don't know if I'll get it or not. But yeah, I wanted more technical kind of how to. So
did she seem screechy to you?
She did not. But I think that one of the problems that you might be noting, and so this is where Aramis is like, you got to figure out for yourself where this is coming from, and I'm slightly better at helping people figure this stuff out. So I'll say, it might be that you don't want to mold yourself into that kind of person. That you're having some emotional.
Yeah. I get you. That's an interesting thing. Even if it's not the case with this person, I don't know if it is or isn't. That's a useful bit of knowledge right there to say. Is my problem is that I disagree with their viewpoint. So. Or that identity, so I want to take a contrary position.
Yes, I'm resistant to the information, even though the information might be valuable. Because
yeah, this is like the women comics aren't funny kind of thing. You know, the idea is that you know, because there's a bias against women that makes, you know, men not like their comedy the same amount, whereas women, you know, do this, and, you know, the left and the right kind of argue about it. I honestly think that some of the most brilliant comical minds of all time have been women. Lucille Ball being like one of the greatest, Carol Burnett. But I do also find that for stand-up comics, there's no argument the fact that men are more successful at it than women. And I myself tend to like the men more than the women.
So that was useful to you.
I think so.
How did you feel, Aramis, about what I said, if you don't mind my asking?
I thought that was really useful. Whenever you thought it, I had this thought of this book full of all of the feels that someone could have. And then I thought, would it be useful to read this book? Because while you're reading it, you're going to read stuff that you've never even thought of that might be completely rational feels that you would have or anxieties that would otherwise not exist. But that thing that you told me was an anxiety that I had never even thought of. The fact that by following advice of someone, I would become like them because that advice comes from them. So they think it's a good idea. So then if I do it, I'll become more like them, right? Yeah. So I didn't even consider that as a feel. But now that I have, I think it's really interesting. I'm examining the possibility of feeling that. I'm thinking about applications of it, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Think of it as the, for me, when you were talking, like an example of what you were talking about occurred, or at least I think so, which is the, like the idea of the anti-authority. You know, if I feel like I'm being mistreated, then when I'm going to be in charge, I'm going to be different. I'm not going to, you know, parent like I'm not going to, you know, parent my kids like they parented me or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if my emoji was distracting. I said I was going to work on the camera. I thought about it, but I didn't get it going. So Aramis couldn't see me smiling as he was talking, but I wanted you to know that I was smiling. I've learned so much about my own mind by listening to other people with an intention to help them. So this is I'm glad that you got to see something from my perspective in that way.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know yet how this knowledge will affect me. I think it'll all be for good since, you know, I'm examining it in a vacuum. It's not something I independently came to. But I could imagine this as a delusion would be threatening.
Well, the good news is, for me anyway, that once you start seeing person after person after person, what scares them, you begin to realize that, kind of like they mentioned in the book, it really comes down to only a few things. Do I feel afraid of loss of status? Do I feel afraid of loss of personal integrity? My body is going to be violated in some way. I'm going to be, you know, harmed or poisoned or, you know, diminished in my personality or my psyche. Or am I going to lose stuff, resources, opportunities? Am I going to have to experience pain? But really, it comes down to the same kinds of things again and again. They're just manifest in particular instances.
Uh-huh. Where do you have your rash? You have a rash. It's this kind of rash. Sometimes it's on your face and sometimes it's on your butt.
And you know, knowing what kind of rash it is really makes a difference. Because if you try to put Benadryl cream on a heat rash, oh my God, that's the worst fucking thing you could possibly do.
Didn't know that, but that's
Yeah, be ready. If you don't know what kind of rash it is, you put Benadryl cream on it, be ready to wipe it off quickly.
I, first of all, don't think I've ever had a heat rash. No. So I don't know if that's just because I've been really good at avoiding being hot, but I know I worked in the sun a lot when I was younger and I didn't feel like I got that. I was wondering if that's a hairy thing, but that's a side thing I don't want to waste our time on. So things I would like to address in this meeting. And one is I do think that we need to do an agenda for the meeting, even if it's a simple structure. So I would like to spend some time on that. I would like to address, you were talking about recommendations. I had one that I was bringing for this week. This is not an official, you know, homework assignment kind of meant to be one, but Fantastic Fungi on Netflix. I thought was super great. Dan, you, this is like your new boyfriend. You just don't know it yet. Okay. He's like this amateur kind of mushroom enthusiast that's identified like these like things in like, you know, mushrooms that wasn't documented, and he's in this mushroom club he's got, and he's all about the magic mushrooms and some other stuff. And it was a short, easy Netflix documentary that I found fascinating. And
it is your week.
Fantastic fungi. Well, did Aramis do one yet?
Well, I kind of broke the rules because one of the channels posted a video that I thought was too good, so I had to post it midweek. The big oxygen video. Did you guys both see that?
I did.
I did. I didn't know that that was supposed to be for our group. I just thought it was something you were sharing.
It was, but I'm saying that I have effectively had a tone sharing because I did that.
Okay. Well, I just thought that you got skipped because you haven't done an official one, because on the meeting I missed because I went to sleep or whatever that y'all had without me, you were supposed to pick and you didn't.
Yes, that's true. So he missed that one, and I would say that one was just missed. But I mean, if you want to let him pick for you, that's, I'm okay with that.
No, I'm going to give you guys the mushroom homework.
I accept.
All right. So let's see here. I'm getting into the editor for our page. Should have already had that done.
Oh, I do. Yes, have the page sent to you that I would like to add to it. It is the encyclopedia section of the website in which I would like to store links to different things and have it like a summarized version of what the link is to next to it in different categories that we could use as a universal sources book whenever we're talking about different subjects.
Great big book of everything.
Yeah, the book that leads you to all of the other necessary books to figure out everything else.
Yeah, I like that one. I think having as a club, one of the things I think that we could have as a value would be kind of our seal of approval kind of thing. That's a really wonderful way to bond a community, I think. A shared language, a shared, you know, it organically happens in big enough groups like, you know, religions and stuff.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like we got a couple of things going on there. First, we're gonna create agenda items for next meeting. And when do we want those, by the way?
Next meeting.
Okay, I think it's good we're having this talk because I think I misunderstood. I thought we were going to have a group meeting where we talked about the structure of the meeting. Like, here's an agenda. It'll start at this time. We'll cover this for this much time. Then we'll do this. There'll be the reading of that, and then there'll be this. And we'll set all that stuff. And one of the things, then there will be new items and the protocol for adding or subtracting, you know, or whatever, addressing items. That's what I thought you meant by an agenda. But I think that I was wrong. And what y'all mean is just bring a list of items that we would like to talk about.
That's what I got from Aramis, but maybe I misunderstood Aramis.
That is the general idea of what I was trying to say. It doesn't necessarily just have to be a bulleted, you know, grocery list of things that you think are cool. But, you know, it could be a full page maybe that you would like to read, or, you know, a presentation you would like to make to the group, something like that. I think would have value in being able to structure your thoughts on your own time and then bring a nice compact piece of information during this valuable time together.
Why don't we just agree that we each get 10 minutes in the meeting that we kind of, you know, lead or whatever, that, you know, that you present your idea or your thought or your discussion or whatever it is. So 10 minutes each.
All right. So by the start of the next meeting, at the start of the meeting, we bring our items. So that's part of what we have when we check in. You're just like, hey, I want to do a presentation on whatever, or I want to talk about these six things that we posted to Discord.
Yeah, I think I want to do mine as a PowerPoint. I think that's how my mind functions easily to present ideas. So sure. I think I would do mine as like screen sharing from a Google Slides. But we could post that in Discord or not. I don't think that matters. I think it would be cheating to check in on someone else's presentation before I start. But I think just as homework for everyone, preparing a 10-minute presentation on a topic of your choosing.
Okay. All right. So we're going to shoot for 10 minutes.
If I just want to have a conversation about something, is that perceived as me being less involved in the group because it didn't have homework for me to do ahead of time?
I don't think so. I think that it's okay for us to just, like Aramis was talking about, he has all these ideas that he thinks about, he wants to talk about. But he doesn't have them written down and stuff. And so this is a way of structuring it for him. And you might want to be able to just have it on your mind and kind of free form. I also, like Aramis, might want to devote a little bit of time to creating something more tangible. So I think it's okay for us to just think about putting a little time in ahead of the meeting to get a dense something in the meeting. To me, it's increasing the quality of the time that we share.
Okay.
I don't think you need any kind of physical aid. Like, I don't think it's a requirement to have your notes written down in front of you. Just, I think it would be really useful. But just each one of us would do a 10-minute presentation, however you want to do it, screen share, not screen share, you know, anything like that. And, you know, you just give us a good presentation that's mostly, you know, one-sided, kind of like a TED Talk.
So what's your group value focus for next week, Al?
Group value focus. Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Let's see. I want to use the Project Human website because one of the things I did was I took the survey thing. Mm-hmm. That's in there because I thought that was, you know, kind of cool. So create a daily virtue reminder goal tracking system.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing that, one of the things that I liked was it had all the virtues kind of laid out there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did one kind of as a test, you know, kind of one, you know, just to do it kind of deal. And
yeah,
I really liked that. And I wanted to point that out, but I think for the next week, I think I want to stay on discipline.
That's a discipline.
All right.
And the homework?
Is the mushroom video.
All right. So tell me the name of it again. I'll try to get the link here in a minute.
Yeah, it's like Fantastic Fungi.
That's the name of it.
On Netflix. But fun fact, if you pull up Netflix and search mushroom, a lot of cool stuff shows up. Like one of them, which is a guide to meditation, and it's like an 8-part Netflix, you know, episode thing.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Have you seen that one?
No.
I didn't know if you were aware it existed, but I hadn't seen that pop up in my list. I was like, they don't know me well if they're not recommending shit like that to me.
All right, so our group focus for this coming week is integrity. That was my choice from last week. So that's what we're going to focus on this week. And then starting next week, we'll work on discipline. Because that's else. And Fantastic Fungi is the homework that you want us to do in anticipation of that. What would you like to do, Aramis, with regards to try to embrace the virtue of integrity? You kind of talked about it a little bit at the beginning, but I feel like we're trying to create our action items for the coming week.
Yeah, I think something that would be useful for me in working with integrity would be to come up with a list of characteristics that I possess. Similarly to what I did on the board, where I wrote, you know, this is what I am, this is what I am not, things like that. But I keep catching myself falling into thinking of myself fluidly, non-characteristically, of having no persistent form, right? So I think that what would be helpful in maintaining a persistent character identity, a persistent integrity that I can hold myself to, would be to make a Dungeons and Dragons character sheet of myself.
Fuck, I love that as a project. That would be awesome. We should totally make D&D character sheets of ourselves.
I like the idea.
That could be one of those balance things we talked about.
So Aramis, I'm going to not in any way negate or derogate or downplay what you just said, but I'm going to suggest something that I found useful in this regard was creating a mission statement for myself. I'll find the one that I shared with your dad. It's not right in front of me, but I'll post it in my dance stuff area so that you can see what that looks like. I find that that's a way of trying to pull it all together into one concise statement to remind me, this is who I think I am. This is who I think I want to be.
Yeah, definitely. I think, having a more extensive list of characteristics that I have here, and then also having shorthand lingo that I can repeat to myself as an affirmation. But, if I need to check back, I can still see, these are my more persistent characteristics. This is who I am as a person presently, honestly, and this is who I also hope to be.
Okay. I think that we could do a hierarchy kind of thing. Because again, I like that highly structured portion of it. And I also am, looking for ways to connect that fellowship piece to it. I think that the idea of saying, here is like, if you think of it like a knight's order or something, here is the oath of the knight. And so, if you join in, you have to, know this and buy into it. And then maybe there's a second level, when you go from squire to full member kind of thing, that you have to have your own personal code kind of thing. Kind of mission statement. And I think those would be nice ways to integrate these things together.
So I have for our group created agenda items for the next meeting by the start of the meeting. So that's something that we're going to focus on. But it sounds like we might also, for the group, take a swag at what's our group's mission statement? So maybe create a group. I don't know.
How about
we could put that on the agenda for next week's session.
Yeah, we could. I was also thinking that I'm okay with using my 10 minutes to throw forth an idea in that direction, but that also might feel like jumping the gun, like I'm working on the wrong thing at the wrong time.
No, we could all come up with 10-minute ideas for our own mission statements for the group, have our 10 presentations. 30 minutes of the meeting is dedicated to our individual presentations, and then the final 30 minutes to deciding on a compromise, that incorporates all of it.
Writing it. Yeah, we each present our views so we don't, back and forth. We get to come in with what we think. Who do we want to be as a group? Who are we as a when we get jackets, what does that represent? And I think that that's a great idea, and that really gives us each a chance to have a good voice in what we want to be about.
All right, so I said create a first draft of our group mission vision statement. That's one of our group tasks for this coming week. Okay. All right, so Aramis, I've got a task for myself. I said create a list of what I am, what I am not statements, because I like that Aramis said. I thought I might be able to get some benefit from that. That might help me to think about integrating and differentiating, what I am versus, what I try to be for others and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel myself, especially at work, being very different than the person that I think that I am. I catch myself not in any specific way, not in any major way am I violating any moral system I have. I'm just being a different person. And as that different person, I could violate my moral principles. So the idea is to no longer be doing that. The idea is to think of myself cohesively, to think that I am one persistent individual who is doing these different things, as opposed to right now I'm this version, right now I'm this version.
Yeah, so you're fulfilling a role, not necessarily changing who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I'm not changing every part of myself for my job because I feel like I have to. I'm just being me at a job.
That's right. Yeah. Who are you to start with? And I think that you can try to define who you are without that having to be, you know, stationary. You know, a boat both needs to know where it's at and where it's heading.
This is why I keep saying fluidly responding to dynamic circumstances. So that's part of who I want to be, right? This is my shorthand way of saying, well, all those plans I had for today, they just got fucked up. So yeah. I'm going to try to embrace this. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's a good phrase.
You had a integrity goal for this coming week? Or task, you know, or whatever?
Yeah, so I think that I'm kind of inspired by you guys' Aramis' thing about, you know, trying to put himself onto a D&D style character sheet, you know, as a way of reconciling who he really is with, you know, the person he presents. Mm-hmm. I think I shy away from this because I think I lie to myself and tell me that I am more a certain way than I actually am. And So I think that's a difficult one for me, but I love the idea. So I'm going to make an attempt in that direction as well too. And I might do it with variation, like I did a personality test, you know, for work stuff. That's a popular one right now where they give you your natural way of being. And then they also give you kind of like your, you know, the kind of the, your natural state and then like your at work state, you know, so like some people are more, you know, and it's one of those like four different kind of, you know, something personality types or whatever. And I get to read these for, you know, new employees that are coming in. And so those are kind of interesting from that standpoint. But so I might, you know, hey, here's how I really am at this. Let me measure that. Here's what I think I am, but this is what I really am, and trying to reconcile those things.
Yeah. Okay.
I like the idea that you mentioned, Dale, and it gave me the idea that a real life character sheet would definitely have your Myers-Briggs on. It would have, you know, your personality test. It would have, you know, all these real life metrics that we have represented on it. It doesn't have to be gamified for no reason.
Yeah, people have already been doing this. So, you know, step one, steal the insight and work, you know, of others, because sometimes it's just the application that's necessary.
All right. So you guys want to take a look at the Project Human webpage and make sure it looks right?
Okay. Hold on. We need to address something we kind of skipped by. Aramis made a webpage thing. He's supposed to be giving it to you, Dan, and you're supposed to be adding it in so we can see it. And that was one of Aramis's victories. And I feel like we kind of slid by it because we were too into other things at the time.
No.
It's not in the Discord.
Yeah, I hadn't slid by it. I just wanted to make sure that this one was done before I moved on.
Okay. What should I be looking for on the project team?
Tasks for Wednesday, June 21st.
Let's see. Group focus, compassion, Aramis, find policies from diverse.
I like it.
Okay. No. Yep. I'm good.
All right. So now Aramis sent me a link to the encyclopedia page. All right, so this is HTML, physical, emotional, intellectual. All right, so this is, let me see if I can do this. All right, so we want Encyclopedia of Resources for Personal Development. Let me grab that first. And I will add that. That'll be at the bottom. Okay,
Actually, I need to do that different. All right, so first, equals underneath here, so it's a subdirectory.
Oh, really putting Dan on the spot, making him live code this in, huh?
Oh, sorry.
I should share it. Let me.
So we can watch it happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be involved.
How do I share my screen? There we go. All right. Application screens. There we go. Go live. All right. So now. I just heard something.
I can hear it. Nothing bad.
Okay. All right. So what I've got is the page that I've been editing for our Project Human thing. And so what I'm doing right now is I'm creating a link to a subdirectory that doesn't exist yet. And so I'm going to create that here in a minute. So index.html, I think that's how you...
That's the name of the file.
All right. So it is? Okay. All right. Okay. And then close the tag. And now this is where I put the name that you get, Encyclopedia Resources for Personal Development. And so I'll save this. And now it should reload, be at the bottom of the page. All right. So there's the link. It doesn't go anywhere yet because it's a dead link, but I'll create that page now. All right. So under the file manager, I need a new folder. And I called this Encyc. I think that's right. All right, let me just make sure. When I mouse over it, I can see the link I made to Encyc. Yeah, okay.
Oh, all right.
We can't see that because it doesn't show.
I saw it.
So when I move my mouse over it, at the bottom left, at the lower left hand corner, you can see web.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
All right. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into here and we need the index file. Now, this was what you actually sent me in Discord. So,
yes. If you hit expand on it, you can also just copy paste the code.
All right. So expand.
In the bottom left.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good. I hadn't noticed that before. All right, so now.
Yeah, Discord added that as a feature. It's pretty handy. Anytime you send a CSS file, it does it.
All right, now it looks like you used an editor to create this. Is that true? Or did you type this by hand?
I used Notepad++.
Notepad++. Okay, good. Because the anchor with the exclamation point. Yeah, that's all right. But the anchor with the exclamation point, that's a comment. A tag, so it doesn't do anything, but it allows somebody who's looking at the code to see what it's about. But then the rest of this stuff, the containers and things like that, that's for cascading style sheets. So that's all good. So, all right, let me go back over here and let's see. I want to create a new file, index.html. And now I'm going to edit it. Edit. There is an HTML editor, but I usually just use the straight editor. Control V. There it is. Save changes. All right. Success. And now when I click on this.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. That's cool. Fucking awesome, dude. That is all right. You are less of a fuck up than you used to be, son.
I thought he was talking to me until he said son.
You did good too, Dan. Y'all both doing good. That's my way of making a joke and telling you that I love you and I'm super proud. A good daddy moment.
Yeah. Cool.
Glad you guys like it.
I am all impressed.
Right. So now I'm going to stop sharing, and I know we've run over by a little bit. Let's see if I'm going to stop sharing. There we go. Stop streaming.
I still think that it would be useful to us to be able to capture some of the screen somehow, like a Zoom meeting kind of thing. But I'm not worried about it right now. I feel like we're doing great as far as just getting our legs under us, finding a flow that works for us, stuff like that. And so this is really good. After we formally finish, I'll help you with the Craig recording, Aramis.
Okay.
So we can stop the recording and then we can walk through that and share the screen and stuff like that. But at this point, I feel like we're at the spot where we're ready to wrap up. Do you guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. So I'm willing to commit to 2 hours next Wednesday at 8.
I'm willing to commit.
I am as well. 2 hours Wednesday at 8.
Okay.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. All right. That'll be a being able to work on the thing is that'll be good. All right. Love you guys. Thanks again.
Yeah. Love you too.
I'm gonna go and let you guys do your thing.
All right.
Cool. So if you'll hit.